Hello there. Welcome to Ideas That Win. My name is Victor Sonya. Today I'll be talking about overcoming the fear of failure. If I could give you 100% success guarantee in one area of life, what would you be doing with your life right now? The second question is, why exactly are you not doing it? Most likely it's because of fear. You know, Zig Ziglar once defined fear as false evidence appearing real. But let me tell you this. All humans are born with only two fears that we know. One is the fear of falling, and the other is the fear of loud sounds. Every other fear we have acquired, we have learned it along the way. The beautiful thing is, if you learn it, you can unlearn it. Same thing with when you pick up bad habits, you can actually drop them. Larry D'Angelo once told a very beautiful story about a boy, and every day this boy was going home from school, when he got a couple of blocks to his house, a bulldog would charge at him. And this bulldog would race him all the way down home. And it kept happening. Days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months, and this kept going on and on. One day, this dog was chasing this boy, and the dog got so close, the boy had no choice but to defend himself. So he bent down and he picked up a stone. And right as it was about to stone this dog, the dog got so close, he discovered for the very first time, this dog had no teeth. Believe me, people, nothing at all. But that's the story of our lives. We're running from things that cannot bite us. You give some people a microphone to speak to 20 people. Guess what? They're going to go into cardiac arrest. You need a team of doctors to resuscitate them. Listen, stop running from things that cannot bite you, from things that can do you no harm. Another reason people are afraid is they actually think about what people are going to say. Now, let's cast our mind back. Abraham Lincoln failed twice for Senate. He also failed for his vice president nomination in a space of 6 years. Guess what? Nobody remembers that. Today, everybody talks about the great president who was. That is what happens when you succeed. Nobody remembers your failure. Everybody talks about your success. That's what you should drive for. That's what you should aim at. Now, I'm going to talk about four things to quickly do to overcome fear. When you find yourself in a state where you're afraid, think of previous experiences. Tell yourself, just psych yourself up. Remind yourself, I'm a mother to four kids. I've done this. If you have to speak before 100 people, think about the time you spoke to 5 people. Tell yourself, if I can speak to 5, I can speak to 100. If you have to speak to 1,000 people, remind yourself of the time you spoke to 100 people, and so on and so on. And you'll find yourself increasing every day. Listen, it's like muscle. The more you keep using it, the bigger it becomes. The more you keep exercising your faith, the less fear you actually have. The second thing to do is visualization. Tony Robbins took Andre Agassi through a visualization process when Andre Agassi lost his number one position in the world and he completely slumped. He told him, he said, you have to see yourself in that state you were when you were still the number one player in the world. The way you used to swing, the way you used to move, picture yourself. It's a complete process. And I'm actually going to do a tape on how to visualize. And guess what? In 2 years, Andre Agassi regained his number one spot. The third thing you want to do is you want to seek information. Ask yourself, is this fear real? People are on jobs they don't like because they're afraid. They're not seeking information. They're not asking themselves, what other options are out there? The last thing you want to do is you want to change your vocabulary. You want to stop all the what ifs. The truth is, every time you ask yourself what if, it's always going to be followed by a negative. So you want to move from what if to, okay, I'm going to do this, irrespective of. Listen, as a man thinketh, so he is. A race car driver never looks at the wall. The reason is simple. He's going to crash into the wall because your body tends to follow your eyes. It is the same way your life tends to follow your thoughts. People, it's been a great pleasure bringing this program to you. My name remains Victor Sonya, reminding you to chase excellence and success will ultimately find you.